Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Innes. I am super excited because not only I have somebody who I absolutely love and adore, but is one of my really good friends and also somebody that I've worked with so much. Beautiful Carly James. Welcome, beautiful.
Oh, hello there. How are you? Thanks, Christine, for having me on the show again. I think we did this almost 12 or just over 12 months ago.
We
So it's
did.
been a long time in between chats.
It has. Now we're going to say a long time between chats, but you and I talk pretty much every day
We
now.
do,
So,
we do. Yeah, true.
but
Chats
you
with
know,
everybody else.
exactly, chats with everybody else. But I think we've got so much to talk about and so much to share and so much to inspire people with because let's just face it, this year has been quite a journey for both of us. And I'm excited to share yours with everybody and just really, like I said, inspire and motivate people to show them what really is possible because you are a true corporate escapist. So I'm excited about today.
Yeah, me too. Echo exactly what you just said. 2022 has been incredible. Quite life-changing, to be honest. So, I think for both of us, we've had different journeys, but absolutely change has been the common theme all the way through. And yeah, it's been super exciting, nerve-wracking, a bit of a roller coaster, all of those emotions. But just so worth it, really worth it. So yeah,
Absolutely.
excited to talk more about what we've been doing.
Absolutely. Now, before we get carried away, because like I know you so well, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself to our audience for people who haven't had the pleasure of meeting you.
Yeah, thanks. So to everyone, hi. My name's Kylie and I run a business called Kylie James Coaching. I initially started it out as a side hustle in 2021, it was. And then I've since left my job, which we'll talk about a little bit more in the over the course of the next half hour or so. And I expanded my business into HR consulting as well. So doing a little bit of everything at the moment. So what I specialize in is transition coaching. So really helping people move from one chapter of their life to the next. So whether it's finding new jobs, changing relationships, even just around life, moving from one stage of life to the next. And I guess on that note, my real passion is around working with women in their midlives because there's so much stuff that happens pretty much once you turn 40 and onwards. Things change a lot, whether it's, from a health perspective, caring perspective, careers, and just life in general. So that seems to be what a lot of people end up talking to me about. So it's something where I really want to take the conversation further in 2023. Around what do people need during that midlife? So yeah, that's what I do, and that's sort of my passion as well. So yeah.
I love it, and I love what you do because, look, let's face it. Life is not easy sometimes, and I honestly do believe that everybody needs to have a coach because it's a sounding board for you. A, am I on the right pathway? Give me some advice, but also too, it's just asking those honest questions because a lot of the times we know the answers, but we're too scared to actually say it out loud.
Absolutely. Or in other words, and maybe you and I have probably done this a bit to each other. We call out, the BS
Absolutely.
because you don't necessarily call it on yourself. So having that external person that's looking at it from a completely different perspective, but has also kind of traveled that path before, and can, I guess, empathize and understand where you're coming from, but just bring that fresh perspective, is really helpful. I know, I myself, I've got a coach now, but I've had one for probably the last 10 years, and they've just helped me out with lots of different things, whether it's, I'm having a sticky time in my career, or family life might not be perfect, or whatever's going on. Like, it's just really nice to have a sounding board to say, like, this is what I'm thinking, but I know I need to change something and I don't know how to do it. And you know, that coach has really been able to help me kind of make some shifts. And it's not necessarily, you know, a big change that you're making all the time. Sometimes just it's a little tiny mind shift that you need to make and just look at something from a different perspective, and the whole world can change. So,
yeah, absolutely. Now let's talk about that mind shift, that mindset, like everything, because I really think that has been your game changer for this year, is able to see things differently, but also just in the words that you speak now has changed so much just over this year, because it's turning everything not from like the, you know, the why me sort of things. It's actually looking at it from learning lessons and how you can improve yourself better. And by doing that, you yourself has flourished, but also your business has as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think massive game changer last year, to sort of take a few steps back. I took some time off from work last year to care for my parents, who were just having a few health things go on. And that was, I guess that gave me some time and space to have a think about what I wanted to do. But I didn't actually make any decisions during that time because, you know, I wanted to go back to, you know, reality and just see where I was at. But the end of last year, I actually made a decision that it was time to step out of my corporate job. I'd been in that corporate world for 20 years, and it just wasn't giving me the satisfaction and the fulfillment that I was after. So in February this year, that was when I made that transition from that 20-year corporate role to my own business, and really started stepping into that. And I think that's where the mindset really changed, because I went from being an employee, where you get that regular paycheck all the time. It's safe, it's secure. You know, everything is, I guess, to a certain degree, predictable. Or you can kind of, you know, go with the flow a little bit easier. Whereas when you're running your own business, it's not really that. There is lots of uncertainty. It brought about some self-doubts. It brought up a whole bunch of things. So it really forced me, I guess, to dig deep into who I was, who I wanted to be, and how I wanted to think going forward. Because if I didn't change my mindset, then I was not going to flourish. So there was a combination of a whole bunch of different things, but absolutely, you know, really changing from, I guess, being given work, you know, and here, Kylie, off you go, please do this, to okay, well, what do you want to do? And you actually get to live your passion. You actually get to do the work that you want to do with the people that you want to work with. It's a massive game changer. So your mindset just needs to shift with all of that as well. So, yeah.
It's like you also have to play catch up too, in a way, because, you know, like you're changing who you are and trying to catch up to the person that you really want to become. Because when you step into your own business, like, it is you. Like, you are the business, you are the brand, and putting yourself out there and seeing who you want to be, and like you said, the client you want to work with, it's like your mind and your body sometimes has to play catch up to the vision that you see.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think what just came through there for me was, you know, when you are in the corporate world, you can hide behind that corporate company. You know, I'm Kylie and I work for X, whereas, you know, XYZ, or, you know, whoever the company is, and they're the brand. But you're right. Once you're working for yourself, it's about you. You're the face of the brand. You're the voice of the brand. And if you don't get out there and be visible, then who is going to know about you? So that's been a massive part of my journey, is actually becoming visible. And actually being comfortable, whether it's being on social media or doing podcasts like this. I remember the first time I did a podcast, I was like, this is so scary. What am I going to say? What if I forget? What if I say too much, you know?
Exactly.
But then you realize, hang on, we're just having a conversation. We're just talking about things. And so as the journey goes on, your confidence increases as well. So your visibility increases, your brand increases, and your confidence increases. So it kind of, that's been a real I guess, big part of my journey is actually just stepping into all of that and allowing it to happen, rather than trying to control and just force things to happen. So and just, you know, being part of the book, and sharing your story and owning your story, but then saying, what am I going to do with that story? Because everyone has a story, and this is your, you know, this is what you always say, everyone's got a story, but what are you going to do with it? How are you going to inspire people? Because everyone's stories, there's inspiration in them all. You just have to find your own and be comfortable with your own story. I think that's kind of, and not beat yourself up about maybe the things that are not so awesome, you know, because we don't have them. We can't just focus on the brilliant parts of the story. We've got to focus on all of them, because there's learnings all throughout that. So
absolutely. And I think the more we start to embrace it and start realizing that we're human beings, where we have human experiences, and part of that is emotions, and part of that is dealing with things that we do not like, you know, but how you deal with it, I think, is probably the biggest thing as well. And that's what I really want people to learn from the stories, because we can all learn differently. We can all, you know, take something from somebody's journey from it. And this is why I love sharing your story, because so many people can see that, you know, it was taking a big leap of faith for you to step into your business. But it wasn't, you know, an easy decision. It was something that I know you took a lot of time with. But when you did it, then all these other things started to, you know, come up. And, you know, like you said, the self-doubt, like all those sorts of things. And I just want people to realize that it's okay. Like, it is just perfectly normal, because we're just having a human experience, and that just means we're dealing with emotions as well. So, and it's okay. Like it was the first time, like I said to myself, I'm giving yourself permission to like cry. I'm giving yourself permission. It's sort of like, you know, oh, I'm allowed to, like, that's okay. Thank you.
So much. I remember, I think the day after I finished my job, I had a day planned. I had a self daycare plan where I went and had a massage and did some really nice things. And my partner and I went out for a celebration dinner to celebrate the new chapter and all of those sorts of things. The next day, I fell in a heap for 2 days. I was on the couch in tears going, what did you do? You just left your job with this steady income, everything. What did you do? And I just lost it. And I don't think I could even, I didn't make sense. I was just blubbering on the couch. And it was the best thing that I did, because after I got through that, I got all of that emotion out. And then I was like, right, okay, what are you going to do? You've made this big decision. And it was huge. It took me quite a number of months to make that decision. But it's like, well, you're here now. What are you going to do about it? And I think that has been probably the theme of this year is, well, you're here, what are you going to do? You know, don't waste it. And, you know, I think I come back to, I know I've done two books for you, and in the first book I talked about one of my best friends passing away, and she was 38 years old. And that is always in the back of my mind, because I think she's no longer here to be able to live her life. I am. So what are you going to do about it, Kylie? And sometimes we need those reminders and those pivotal moments to say, come on, get up, get going again. Life is good. You're here. You're alive. You're healthy. All of those sorts of things. Let's get going. And so I always have this little reminder in the back of my mind to say, hey, you know, you might be feeling a bit sad today, but feel it and then move on.
And you know, like, I can so resonate, like when my dad passed away in September, you know, and you know, dealing with that, and people were saying, why are you still okay? And I said, well, my dad's no longer here, but I am. I get to have the beautiful conversations. I get to follow my passion. I get to have the beautiful experiences. So in a way, I actually feel like I'm doing it for him and, you know, living my best life, you know, to in a way honor him. And I think that it is, like you said, that motivation just to keep going, just to keep waking up every day, like you said. And you know, I always say to people, you know what, if you get up today and you just make your bed, or you just brush your teeth, or you just out of bed, you're still having a great day.
Absolutely.
It's, you know,
Absolutely.
we beat ourselves up so much of, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. Well, did you have the capacity to today? Well, some days you don't. Some days you literally don't. Like some days I do not have the capacity to get out of my pajamas. So, like, that's
You
it.
know, sometimes pajamas are just too comfy to get out of. They're just, you know,
Exactly.
it's okay. And I
Yeah.
think, you know, you've hit the nail on the head. Like every day is not going to be perfect. But
Yeah.
you know, every day is not forever. So, you know, the one thing that I always say is change is always constant. The other thing, yeah, like something is not always forever. So you can make a different choice, you can make a different decision. That's all within your control. So what kind of choice do you want to make today to make your life great? And it doesn't need to be huge, and it doesn't need to look like the next person, and it doesn't need to be, you know, to be on the front page of a magazine, which is totally cool, by the way. And thank you for that. You know, but you know, it can literally be, I'm just, you know, if it's about your health, for example, you're getting up every day to start a new exercise routine or something like that, and you're doing that, that's what it could be about. It doesn't have to be massive. And I think, yeah, it's just, what do you want to do so you can have a great life? I think
Absolutely.
that's kind of the question. And what does that look like for you? What does that feel like? Because when you start to kind of ask yourself those questions, that's when you start to go, okay, well, what does it look and feel like? And then what do I need to do? And then what kind of support do I need? Do I need to, you know, ask my partner for something different? Or my kids? Do I need to change something up at work? Do I need to get a coach? Like, what do I need? So, yeah.
Exactly. And I think there's like the key part is, what do you want? Because so many of us, and you know, when you talk about like midlife, you know, we sort of start to reassess. So, you know, for women out there, sometimes it's the kids are starting to get older and, you know, they're moving, or, you know, maybe they've been a, you know, either a stay-at-home mom, or it could just be literally that we start to actually realize that we want something more out of life and we want something different. And it's almost giving yourself permission to ask what you want, because I think so many times that, you know, we're in a society where we actually, well, you know, you and I are similar. We're both people, like, we want to be a people pleaser. We want to, you know, follow the pathway of what we think that society thinks. But we've never even really asked the question, what do you want? What is it that I, Christine, or I, Kylie, like, you know, and the people listening, what do you want? Remove everybody else from the equation, but just come back to self. And I don't think we
Absolutely.
actually give ourselves permission to even ask that.
No, absolutely. And it's critical that you do, because otherwise you're just living life for somebody else. You know, and I reflect back on my clients and everything, and I've got one client who's just, she's amazing. And we've been working together for, you know, over 12 months now, and the changes that she's made, the confidence that she's, you know, where her, you know, that she's grown, and she is just living an amazing life now. And it's so beautiful to watch, and it's all because she said, what do I want? And her life was, and similar to mine, we never have bad lives. It's just we wanted more. We
Yeah.
just wanted more, and we wanted something different. And that's okay to want more. It's okay to want something different, but it's about figuring out how and what, and what am I going to do to get there, and not realize that it you know, that'll happen in 5 minutes as well. So This also is patience, consistency, and just, you know, staying your own path. Because I know in the past, you know, I've been guilty of following the shiny, bright new things when they come across my path, and then I get distracted and I forget that, hang on, I was heading towards this goal, but oh, now I'm over here reaching for that goal.
Yeah.
But did I really want that goal? No, I really wanted that. So, you know, it's kind of knowing when to bring yourself back on path as well. And, you know, again, just reminding you of what's important and what you want to achieve out of life. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's why it's so important for what you're doing and what you're offering people is to, you know, just do a check-in with self and check-in with somebody else that A is going to hold you accountable. But also too is actually, you know, just to bounce through. Like, I mean, you and I have the most amazing conversations. And like you said, we call each other out on stuff that may not be right. So, you know, we call it the BS. Like, we'll just keep it a little bit PG today. But, you know, we do call each other out on those sorts of things. But, you know, it's actually, like you said, staying on that pathway, staying in that true alignment of who we are and really how we want to show up to the world as well. And not be afraid of it anymore, because so many times we're thinking that we have to look a certain way, talk a certain way, you know, present, you know, wear certain clothes. Whereas, I mean, how boring would it be if we're all exactly the same?
Well, I totally agree. And I think what kind of was just dropping in there for me when you were talking was all of a sudden it becomes not about you. It becomes about the people that you're helping or you know, the world around you. It's actually not about you. So all of a sudden your ego kind of just drops out of everything, and so things just become a lot easier. And even we were just talking before we jumped on, just, you know, I recently got a puppy and I've only had her for a month, and she gets me up at 6 o'clock every morning so we can go for a walk. And prior to that, probably for the last 20 years, I have not been a morning person. And that's been my story. My story has been, I'm not a morning person. I stay up late at night. I sleep in. I love my morning sleep-ins, all of those sorts of things. Yet for the last month, it has been absolutely no problems for me to get up at 6 o'clock because, you know, this little puppy is so excited to see me, to go on for a walk. So as much as it's really good for me to go on a walk, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's actually all about her. And you know, so it's a bit of a different analogy, I guess, to, you know, I guess when we're talking about changing ourselves. But to be honest, it's actually not, because I've made a massive shift, and that's in a really short time frame. You know, just going from my story of I'm not a morning person to getting up at 6 o'clock every morning, no problems, and I get so much done before, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning now, whereas before I was probably still in bed, you know, till 9 o'clock. And it's just, so there's lots of different things that I think you can do. But I think when you can make it less about you and more about everybody else, that you're helping and encouraging and empowering, life actually does become a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, it does. And you come from a place of service. You come from the heart. And I think a lot of times that we forget, you know, to come from the heart, because we get overwhelmed with all the chatter that's going up here. But to sink in, like you said, to sink into really who you are, what you really want to, how you want to show up to the world, and come from that place of love and service, I think is the most beautiful thing that you can ever do. And, you know, like I definitely see that in you, and I know that you've got the biggest heart, and you want to help so many people. And, you know, so if you're sitting there, you're thinking, this sounds so similar, you need to reach out to Kylie, because honestly, she is really an amazing coach and just a beautiful human being too. So, and I'm not just saying that because I'm your friend, I truly do mean that. So
the feeling's mutual, you know. I think our conversations are, you know, just, they're just wonderful every time we talk. And you know, I think with both of us, it's just an absolute pleasure to watch people flourish in their life. It brings me so much happiness to see someone go from, you know, I guess not being happy in life to all of a sudden just kicking goals and being confident and just, you know, oozing with just self-love, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the other thing in this, you know, just because you're serving other people, it doesn't mean that you're not serving yourself, because behind all of this is absolutely all about self-love. It's all about making sure that you are in a great place to actually serve everybody else as well. So,
so much.
Yeah.
Now, you've had some amazing success this year. So not only did you step full time into your role as being your own boss, which is just amazing. Like I say, that you are the true corporate escapist, because you did it. You are also writing three books this year
on
the front cover of the magazine three times. And you just won an award, which is just, I'm just super proud.
Yes.
So what's next? What's going to be for 2023?
Yeah. Look, I'm excited for 2023. I saw 2022 as very much a, I use the word foundational type year, because it was about learning. It was about growing my skill set. It was about figuring out who I am and what I want to do. 2023 is where I actually, for me, start to get to kick goals around what I want to do and how I want to help more and more people. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be launching a group coaching program, which I'm super excited about. So watch this space. If you're on socials, you can connect with me. I'm sure we'll drop the links in below. There's also a Facebook group that I run, a closed Facebook group for women in their midlives. It's called Midlife Mayhem and Magic. And it's recognizing that when we are traveling through our midlife years, there's lots of mayhem that's happened, lots of chaos, some crises as well, but there's also absolutely lots of magic. And a lot of this comes from, you know, my journey, but also, you know, the stories that other women have told me as well. Mm. So it's free to join. Anyone can join. So I'd really love to build up that community, because what I then want to step into is actually working with organizations and workplaces to figure out how they can utilize women in their midlives a lot more. Because for me, life after 40 is kind of like where your life begins. I think, you know, women in their 40s, 50s and 60s are in the prime of their life. They're really productive, they're engaged, they're highly intelligent, they're just motivated, all of those things, and they just want to give too. So I think workplaces can really benefit from having women in their midlife and utilizing them in different ways to potentially how they're utilizing them now.
Yeah.
And it's not a blanket, this is how you do it kind of thing. It will be very bespoke to each workplace. So it'll be great to work with some different organizations to see how they can tap into the magic of women in their midlife a lot more. And, you know, allow them to give back to their organization, their clients, and their other staff as well. So, yeah.
I love it. I'm so excited for what 2023 is going to bring you.
Yeah.
And I just know, like, I know that we're going to have so many beautiful conversations. We're going to have so much to celebrate. So, you know, I think we said that we're going to do something once a year to celebrate, but I think that at the moment you and I are going to have to celebrate a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be exciting. And I will drop all the links below. And I think what you're bringing to the world is what is needed. As you said, there is so much happening, and just having that support, but just knowing you're not alone in what you're doing, it's beautiful. So I just want to say thank you so much for what you're doing and what you're bringing to this beautiful society.
Oh, thanks, Christine. And, you know, I think just, although my focus is on women, I know there's a lot of men out there that are probably traveling through this same journey as well. So we don't want to forget about you. Yeah. Please reach out if you want some help as well, because, you know, having just, you know, my partner's just changed jobs and those sorts of things. So, you know, I've been supporting him on the sidelines as well. But it's just an absolute pleasure to help people. And, you know, I think the more people that we can help to have happy lives, you know, there's that's just amazing. Yeah. So, and a big thank you to you for just letting me share my story, because, you know, you've opened up just a whole new world for me as well. It's just been incredible. Just, you know, the way that I think to what I could do, to how to try and share my message a little bit differently to how I was before. You know, you're constantly kind of giving me ideas around those sorts of things. So I just love that. And thank you so much. It's just
an amazing
platform and a community that you've built as well. So if anyone else is out there that wants to do something similar, like, I absolutely, you know, reach out to Christine too, because
thank you.
You know, she's helped me just a ton over this last year. So
oh, you're so beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And yeah, I feel like the power of stories are the most amazing thing. It not only helps you personally, helps you own it, step into your own power. You take back control of your life, but also for business owners, I think so many of us forget how the why we started a business, and that needs to be shared. And that's why I'm just so grateful for you trusting me with your story, like, to put that out to the world, because your why is, you know, so personal, but it's, you know, showing people of absolutely what is possible. And, you know, when you bet on yourself like you did, the world really is your oyster, because you're actually the one saying, no, I'm worthy. You're the one that's actually saying that, hey, I can do this. And we're not needing the validation, you know, from other people. It's you actually owning that as well, which is just the most beautiful part of it.
Echo everything that you just said. So thank you.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for joining us here today. I will be popping all of the links of how everyone can reach out to you, but I'd love to leave it just with a few quick questions if we can.
Yeah.
So 2023, I feel it's going to be a year of magic. What would you use one word to describe 2023?
One word. I'm going to say the word intentional. I don't think that's the word that I've fully chosen for 2023, but that's where I'm what I'm sitting on at the moment. And it's all about doing things with intention. Because I think I can get distracted. So if I do want to achieve the things that I want to do, you know, I need to put that plan in place and actually go chase them. So so intentional is kind of the initial word, but I absolutely love the word magic too. So
I just want to sprinkle magic everywhere
around in my sphere.
Yes. I love
sparkles.
It
sparkles is always there too.
I know Well, my dog ate my sparkle handbag the other day, so she's got lots of sparkle inside of her at the moment. So the other question, a couple of more things I'd love to ask for you before we go, is what would be your one destination that you would love to see in 2023?
Sorry, can you...
The destination you would love to visit in 2023.
The destination I'd love to visit? Portugal.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. We were... I was due to go there in 2020. But obviously there was a lot of change and things that happened in 2020, and that all got postponed. So I think Portugal is on my list to go and visit.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what would be the one piece of advice for someone starting out in 2023?
Someone starting out, number one piece of advice is, I would say, get a coach. And I'm not saying that because I am a coach, but to be honest, that has been a game changer for me. Reach out, ask for help. I would just say, just do it. But I think if you just do it without the help, without the support, it is hard. So kind of make your life a little bit easier and let someone help you along the way. Because it's totally worth it. It really is. I think the fulfillment that you will get out of life if you chase your dreams is just incredible.
Oh,
so
I love
do
it.
it and do it with some support.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, I love you. I adore you. I'm so grateful for you, and I'm excited for what's to come and to see more of your journey. So I just want to say thank you so much for being here today and sharing more of your beautiful magic with us.
Thank you, and thanks for inviting me. And I'm sure we'll talk again with your community in the next couple of years, I'm sure.
Absolutely,
And,
absolutely.
Thank you. And yeah, I look forward to seeing your journey as well over the next 12 months.
Thank you, beautiful. I just want to say thank you so much for Kylie joining us. Thank you for you watching this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. If you have liked it, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. If you want to reach out to Kylie, all of her details are below, and make sure you connect. Remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.